When technology and innovation outweigh price in a request for proposals, bidding contractors have a lot of leeway, but not unlimited, as one unsuccessful protest recently proved. And here with details of this illustrative case, procurement attorney Joseph Petrillo of Petrillo and Powell. And I guess, again, as we said, if it's got to be for good technology, you better have good technology. What happened in this case, Joe?
Good morning. These are two cases from GAO that illustrate some basic principles of technical proposal evaluation. And these are applicable where the technical factors are going to be important, in these cases, more important than price, and where there's going to be a potential cost technical trade-off. The first case, Interops, involves an 8A set-aside competition. And as I mentioned, technical factors are more important than price. The evaluators looked at the proposal of the protester and noted that they were going to use multiple agile methods in performing the first task order that they were proposing.
Yeah, and even one agile method is confusing enough.
Well, the evaluators agreed with you and thought that that would create unnecessary complexity, resulting in confusion and program risk. So they held that against Interops on two different evaluation sub-factors. Interops, in the protest, complained that there was double counting of those weaknesses, but GAO said the same weakness could count multiple times if it related to more than one evaluation factor. Interops also complained.
And that's straight out of the FAR, by the way, correct?
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's absolutely. Well, that's established in GAO case law. The other aspect of the case is right out of the FAR, and that is that Interops was complaining that these and other significant weaknesses were elevated into a deficiency. And the distinction is a weakness leads to a downgrading of the proposal. A deficiency renders the proposal unacceptable, so it's much more serious. And, in terms of adding together weaknesses until they amount to a deficiency, GAO approved the practice and, as you mentioned, noted that the FAR definition of a deficiency includes a combination of significant weaknesses.
Yeah, three strikes and you're out.
Exactly.
Did we say what this was a contract for and with which agency?
Oh, yes. This is the Coast Guard for software engineering, so an important technical issue.
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm just interpreting here, but if they said we're going to use this agile methodology, that might have been okay, but if they said we're using multiple agile methodologies, then yeah, it does sound like it could be something of a tough situation.
Yep, and that was one of the several problems that the protester had with its proposal. It attacked those in the protest, but wasn't convincing to GAO.
And again, not having read all of the details of the original proposal, it sounds like maybe they were gilding the lily in thinking, well, the government says it wants agile. We'll give them agile. We'll give them so much agile, they'll be buried in agile.
Maybe so.
Hard to tell. We're speaking with procurement attorney Joseph Petrillo of Petrillo and Powell. And the other case involves an IDIQ contract award.
Right.
Tell us about that one.
This is by the Defense Information Services Agency. And it's a protest brought by a company called Novetta. And DISA was awarding multiple award IDIQ contracts for IT services. And as in the first case, technical factors are more important than price. And among the technical factors, innovation was the most important sub-factor. So the evaluation process here went initially to a technical evaluation board, which reported to a source selection evaluation board, which reported to the source selection authority. The technical evaluation board gave Novetta four strengths for innovation, and a pretty high rating for its proposal. The Source Selection Evaluation Board removed two of those strengths and sort of didn't think much of the other ones, downgrading the proposal to a lower level. Ultimately, that meant that Novetta did not make the list of the 14 awardees, and they protested. And on the protest, they complained that although they'd gotten strengths recognized by the Technical Evaluation Board, they'd been removed by the Source Selection Evaluation Board. So GAO looked at that, and the law here is pretty well established. The higher authorities receiving reports don't have to agree with those reporting up to them. So the SSEB could have disagreed with the Technical Evaluation Board. But, and this is the important caveat, they have to give reasons for not agreeing. Here, the Technical Evaluation Board's report was very detailed about why these strengths were in the proposal and what significance they had. But the SSEB's report, dismissing them, simply said, quote, they did not agree, and then, close quote. And that was it, no reasons. So GAO, looking at the record, couldn't understand what rationale the SSEB had for disregarding these apparently significant and well-grounded strengths. And so this ultimately resulted in the protest being sustained.
Yeah, because that innovation by itself is a broadly defined word. It can mean almost anything someone wants it to mean. It sounds like the vendor had done a pretty good job of expressing it in ways that could be valued in a proposal.
Well, that's what the Technical Evaluation Board said, and it seemed logical to GAO, but under those circumstances, just saying you don't agree really doesn't do it. And here, some of the winners, some of the winning offerors, didn't have any strengths under innovation, so it looked like a fairly significant issue in this particular procurement.
Well, you know, interestingly, the industry got the Defense Department to back off of lowest price technically acceptable, especially in services contracts. There's limits now, thanks to congressional cooperation on that. And so now they're putting out proposals where the technology is the most important thing, regardless of price. Sounds like industry is having a little trouble adjusting in some cases.
Well, I mean, you've got to be able to write a very clear, well-reasoned proposal. If it doesn't come across that way, that's fine. And the agency, you know, has to do its part in evaluating the source selection and in adequately documenting that. So if and when there's a protest or other review of the matter, they can defend their selection.
So if you have a technical evaluation board and the source selection ultimate group is going to go against that, they need to justify it.
Absolutely.
Joseph Petrillo is a procurement attorney with Petrillo and Powell. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.